on to ride on. You are 16, going on 17. Baby, it's time to think. Better beware, be canny and careful. Baby, you're on the brink.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. That was 16 going on 17 from The Sound of Music, of course, classic play, and it's being performed here in Monticello at the Monticello High School Auditorium. Opening night was Saturday, and performances tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Joining us this morning to talk about the performance and the play is the director of the Monticello High School Sound of Music, Paige Freestone. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. So tell us about, you know, obviously every year you guys do a musical. Tell us about how you decided to do The Sound of Music this year.
So this one actually is a special one for me. I did this show 16 years ago myself. And I did it with my oldest daughter, and it impacted my life beyond anything that I could tell. The iconic characters in this show, it's one of the most famous shows that there is. It was ambitious to pick this one. I thought I was nervous about what a lot of people would say because it is so ambitious. However, the message in this story is the most beautiful message I've ever seen in a musical. To be able to overcome adversity and use music and talents to find joy, the message is just absolutely beautiful. And that was the number one reason we chose this show.
Well, that's awesome. It's a great show, and we're excited that you guys are performing it. You know, as part of, you know, meeting those ambitions, it's a show about a family, right? And so you really have to have that family connection. Tell us about the family that is Monticello High School Theater.
This is one thing that our students are extremely good at. They, especially in this cast and in past casts, they do connect, they find kindness, they treat each other well. The drama department is well known for pulling each other in, buoying each other up, and being friends. It is a tight-knit unit that they have to form in order to perform well, and it's one thing that these students have really accomplished.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, again, that shows on the stage, early reviews in from folks that saw it. They said it was a great performance. Tell us about some of the leads. You know, they make this, you know, they've got a lead up for you. Tell us about your Maria.
This student, Laylee Diltz, is one of the most accomplished actresses I've ever witnessed. She started out as a freshman. She played Sharpay in High School Musical for us, and she has grown so much. The work ethic in this girl is incredible. She gets there early. She leaves late. She's there working. She's constantly asking to improve, asking where she can improve. She has put the work in. This girl is extremely talented, and she was actually one of the reasons that we chose this show. We really wanted to showcase her talents.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to have someone that you feel like can rise up to that challenge. You've got another student rising up to that challenge as well, Tyson Wheeler. Tell us about his Captain Von Trapp.
He originally took some time off to play football, and he came back and he helped us actually with lighting last year, and he saw how much fun the students had, and he said, I want to do that next year. And so he actually came back this year, and he has not done very many, he hasn't done any other big parts in the past, and so for him to step into a lead was a big accomplishment for him. He also has put the work in. He is there day in and day out. It's funny, too, because he said, he'll say, I went home and I worked in the mirror and I did this and I'm watching. And he really has worked on character development. This kid has improved so much.
Well, that's awesome. Well, another student kind of in a similar boat is Mason Atwood. Tell us about Mason's improvements.
Mason is so much fun. He gets up there and he just has a blast. He brings the joy to the part and to the cast. He originally auditioned just because he said he just wanted to try it. He wanted to try something different besides just sports. And he said, I just wanted to come in and have fun. And that's exactly what he has done. But he got up for the audition and we heard the voice on him when he sang. And we just went, oh my goodness, where has this kid been? We're so sad that he has not done the shows in the past, but we immediately put him into that role where he could sing 16 going on 17, and he has done an incredible job.
Well, that's very fun. Well, he'll be singing that song to or with that song with Coral De Lorenzis. Tell us about Coral's.
Coral, she took fourth place at State last year with her music theater. She is a rising star. This girl knows how to move on stage. She has this stage presence. She pulls you in and tells you the story. Incredible talent on this girl. She works really, really hard. This number between them is adorable. If you haven't seen it, come and see it. It's really, really cute.
Well, very good. That's a lot of fun. Again, you've got so many other, you know, veterans as well as newcomers in the program. Tell us, you know, just your feelings about the rest of the ensemble or anyone else that you think also, you know, maybe deserves a shout out. We only have an hour, so we can't talk about everyone, even though they all deserve it. You know, it's a group effort.
Yeah, the Von Trapp children, all of the kids that we pulled in for those are our strong singers. They really, really do a good job at portraying that part for the Von Trapp family. And there's a lot of different ages there. We're dealing with younger kids on this show, and it's been a lot of fun to be able to pull in and try different things with other kids. And also Aaron Peterson, he is playing Max. He's the character that is more light and fun in this show, and he does a great job at bringing a light, fun character to the show. He adds a lot of humor with his timing, and he's done a really, really good job. The rest of the ensemble is, a lot of them are newcomers, and they've really grown very quickly. They've picked up on choreography, and some of these kids aren't really dancers. They've done a really good job at just putting the work in and making it a great show.
Well, that's awesome. Well, we've talked quite a bit about the cast, but of course, it's there's a lot of adults behind the scene making everything else look good and go well. Tell us about your co-directors.
Oh my goodness, I could not do this without them. This many hands make light work. This is absolutely true with my directors. Linda Boyle has taught me more than anybody, and I've done theater for a long time, but I have learned more from her than anyone. She takes care of the lighting. She's my eyes at the school too. She's a history teacher there, and she absolutely knows this business. She is incredible. I could not do it without her. Cheryl Wheeler is a newcomer as of last year. She took over the costuming for me, and she has also stepped into directing and doing choreography with me. She is there by my side constantly, and it's incredible the job that she has done without the past experience that she's had. She's just stepped into this role beautifully. She also has pulled in a lot of seamstresses to help with the costuming, and it was interesting. They found some costuming that they had made 20 years ago for this show, and they incorporated it and made it new, but it was the same seamstresses that did it then that are doing it now. And so it's interesting to see just how things can repeat and grow, and it was a fun experience to add and pull these people in to help.
Well, that's awesome. Well, speaking of pulling people in to help, you know, others in the high school also helped as well with the art. Tell us about their efforts.
Yeah, we had a task ahead of us. We wanted to create some bigger pieces for our set that would just stay. And so we handed it to the art department, Cherie Griffin and the high school students in the art class, and they stepped up. They built us this little altar for the abbey at the church, and they drew candles on it and this beautiful window that they created for us. And we actually used a giant mountain mural that Kaylin Jones had, a former student, had painted years ago when we did Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. And so we reused that as well. It makes it look absolutely beautiful. The set design on this show is pristine, and they did an incredible job.
Well, very good. Well, you got to give Stenson a shout out too. Stenson, I know, obviously doing a lot of the dirty work behind the stage.
Yes.
And getting things set up.
My husband, Stenson Freestone, did all of the set design. He was out there building staircases for me and creating all of these things so that I could make this work. And he built this amazing platform that goes up towards the mountain so that we could create this beautiful view in front of this mural. He also helped with the projection and getting everything ready for that. I couldn't have done that without him either.
Well, very good. And I know you also teach singing as well, voice lessons, and tell us about, you know, again, you guys are, I mean, when I was in the drama department like 10 years ago, we never did musicals because that was something, you know, that we just did plays. Tell us about getting students up to what you need from them to sing.
The level of musicality in Monticello is extremely high. There are so many talented people that need chances to be able to perform. We pulled in one of those. Trevor Shepherd helped with the voice lessons. He is doing the Messiah, and he's done some performances in the town, and his abilities have increased our kids' talents in singing. I helped a little bit with the voice lessons as well, and Jake Palmer, their band teacher, did too. They got them in, and we tried different tactics to push their voices, and these soloists have come so far. They've learned new techniques to sing. It stepped it up to another level beyond just choir singing, but really to get into solo singing, and they've done a really, really good job.
Well, that's awesome. Well, again, you've had so many folks help out. You know, each performance, you know, for a play or a musical, you're saying the same lines or doing the same thing, but there's something unique about each performance. What do you think is the spirit of this Monticello High School performance that makes it unique?
The audience. Whenever the audience comes in and laughs and gets into it, it feeds this incredible energy to these students that creates that great performance. It can't be done for the students alone without that audience there. It really is fun when you know the people on stage and you know the people in the audience. It becomes this beautiful performance that comes out, but it really is. It's the energy that the audience brings that creates an incredible performance.
Well, that sounds like an invitation. Sounds like reason for people to come. Performance starts at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow. Opening night was Saturday. And again, understand a lot of people are going to be coming back. They enjoyed themselves Saturday. They'll be there tonight.
Great.
That's awesome. Well, very good. Again, Sound of Music performed by the Monticello High School Drama Department. I've been speaking with Paige Freestone, the director. Paige, anything else you want to mention before we let you run this morning?
Just come. The message in this story is so beautiful. We invite you all to come and support the cast, but not only that, but to come and be lifted up yourself.
Well, very good. Again, it's 7:30 tonight. Doors open at 7?
7 o'clock.
Okay, very good. And then it's not free. What's the pricing?
Adults are $5, students are $3, and kids are $2.
Okay, awesome. So very affordable and a great way to support this awesome production. Again, we've been speaking with Paige Freestone. She's the director of the Sound of Music, Monticello High School Drama's presentation, again, tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. And doors open at 7. Paige, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Well, very good. Against the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift, on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Monday, November 6, 2023, 9:22 a.m. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Oh, man. Beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's championship week, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. With San Juan Broncos and Monticello Buckaroos both going up in the state championship football game next this Saturday.
Saturday.
Yep, Monticello playing at 10 a.m., San Juan at 4, and yeah, should be a great
almost back-to-back
games.
There's one game between them, so you can...
Everyone can grab lunch.
You can go get some lunch and come back. But San Juan County football, wow, what a great weekend it was, and what a great weekend it's going to be.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty awesome, and yeah, pretty exciting throughout the area, and it was fun this past weekend. Those semifinal wins, both big blowout
wins, yep. Running clocks in both games. Monticello put it together.
Yeah,
you know, they've had some ups and downs this season and some people out, but they were all running on 100 miles an hour on Friday, yeah. and just really looked good. A great team win.
Yeah.
And should be pretty healthy. Tavon Black sprained his ankle, but he was moving a little bit better midway through the game than right after he had the sprain, so hopefully he'll be 100%. And then the Broncos. Holy moly, what a big win for San Juan. And, you know, we expected, of course, it's just inconsistent with – it is consistent with what they've done all season long, and now two seasons and almost three seasons in a row.
Yeah, we're kind of running out of superlatives. I don't know what else you can say about them. But
man, we're building up to Saturday. Of course, we'll broadcast both games here on Red Rock 92, and it's going to be a fun week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great week.
Yeah. Well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some news throughout the Red Rock listening area. Some weekend news. This actually happened right before the football game, and anticipated some folks travel from Blanding up to Harriman. But a West Bountiful man was accused of murdering another in the presence of his wife outside of a Lowe's home improvement store. And
In Bountiful.
Yep. And the West Bountiful Police Department said they received several reports of the fatal shooting just outside the Lowe's parking lot at about 5 a.m. on Friday morning. The man later identified driving out of Bountiful and headed south, ended up Moab law enforcement saw him in the area and were able to spike his tires and set up a closure, and he was stranded at the top of Blue Hill, and that's where law enforcement surrounded him, and a standoff ensued. Lasted several hours, but law enforcement able to successfully negotiate a surrender, so no additional injuries or fatalities in connection to that case. And again, you know, it's a probable cause statement. The man accused of the murder, you know, there's still presumed innocence until guilty, but certainly law enforcement did a great job there to get that man in custody without any further incident.
Highway 191 was closed in both directions there at the scene, and well, that's a choke point. You can't get around easily, and so it really created some travel challenges for people both northbound and southbound. Eventually a SWAT team came, and boy, that SWAT team came and resolved the issue in pretty quickly. I think it involved some chemicals, maybe some tear gas of some type, but you got the man to step away from the vehicle, and he is in custody. He's the only suspect in the murder. And so I think that law enforcement is confident that they have wrapped up this case.
Yeah.
But, so it'll move ahead from there. But boy, significant impact. It really impacts a lot of people quickly when you have to close a highway in a choke point. That little area right through there, there's no easy way around. If you were headed west, you could have gone back to Blanding and through Hanksville. If you're heading east, you could go through LaSalle and then up through Bedrock. But it was not easy. I saw someone, boy, you turn on your social media and ask the quickest way to get somewhere. You got to be careful in a situation like this, because they sent them up over Geyser Pass, which is snowbound. So anyway, sometimes we can rely on social media to get us good information. Sometimes you got to be careful. And Geyser Pass is not a shortcut to Moab, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's definitely the case. You know, again, just a little more information about the case in general. I know people have maybe been interested in that. A woman, the estranged wife of the 31-year-old suspect, said that she was with the police, with the victim that day, as he was helping her file divorce paperwork. Surveillance footage revealed that the woman and the man who was killed arrived at the Lowe's parking lot in separate vehicles on Thursday, and that the two then left the woman's vehicle in the lot and drove away in the man's. They then say that he dropped off the woman at her vehicle outside the Lowe's at 5 a.m. the next day, and as she was walking to her car, she reportedly witnessed her estranged husband walking over from across the parking lot, and an argument broke out, resulting in the suspect pulling a handgun and firing the shot to kill the man. So, again, just a terrible situation, but law enforcement doing a great job, again, to wrap that up without further incident there in northern San Juan County.
Yeah, so basically 250 miles away from where the incident occurred, and several hours later, alert law enforcement in Moab spotted this vehicle and was able to resolve the situation without anyone else getting hurt. So it's great work.
Yeah, well, very good. Again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got some other news throughout the Red Rock listening area. This news also out of the Moab area. The U.S. Department of Energy sending out a release updating their Moab Uranium Mill Tailings Remedial Action, the UMTRA project. Last week, they successfully relocated another million tons of uranium mill tailings away from the Colorado River, bringing the cumulative total to 14 million tons permanently disposed. The Moab project began in 2009 and was charged with moving then an estimated 16 million tons of contaminated soil and debris to the disposal cell, which is located in Crescent Junction, about 30 miles north of Moab. So as the project is nearing its completion, local, state, and federal stakeholders are planning for the site's future after remediation is complete. So again, that's that big project you see just north of the Colorado River, just outside of Moab. They're moving that dirt along that railway, and they just hit another 14 million. They hit another checkpoint and getting really close to completing it.
Yeah, it's been very interesting to watch that project over time. And they're getting close to the bottom. Of course, that created mill tailings for decades.
Yeah.
And right there along the Colorado River, so they're shipping all that waste away from the river up to Crescent Junction. And anyway, that's been quite a project.
And a designed cell to, you know, hold that and keep it away from folks and, hopefully keep them safe. But, it's quite a project. And, it'll be very interesting to see what they do once it's completed. Obviously, there's going to be this big, kind of hole that is there, and they're going to figure out, all right, what do we do with it now? Heard talks of a couple different things. One thing I heard as an option is possibly a big parking lot as a staging area to maybe relieve traffic in Moab or out to Arches. That's one possibility. There's a bunch of other options as well, but they'll be considering that and weighing in on that project.
Of course, this is an industrial site that will have significant cleanup but I think there'll still be some restrictions. We had a similar thing in Monticello about 30 years ago with our mill site tailings project, and they eventually put the golf course, the Hideout golf course was going to be on the tailings, but then they used the funding to expand the existing golf course. But that was really a huge story for a long time. We lived it here at the San Juan Record, but it's been interesting because I have not heard a whole lot of detail about what the that land will be used for. But it's right there along the river. It's beautiful along there. They'll have some restrictions to it, and and that's just an incredible viewscape coming into Moab. And I think as those tailings have dropped, and you can see the community a little bit more as you come into Moab. That's what a beautiful view.
Yeah, it's a pristine location, other than the fact that it's on top of these tailings. But that's why they're cleaning it up. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they do with the site as it gets closer to being completed. But yeah, it's been a huge project again since 2009, so well over a decade that they've been working on it and getting closer to completing it and then finalizing remediation. So
and that number is just an incredibly big number. You know, this is not buckets of sand. This is not a ton of sand. This is hundreds of millions of.
It's 14 million tons.
Tons.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's a lot of dirt. A
lot of earth. Yep. Moving along that railway. So, yeah, it'll be it'll be interesting to see what happens as it gets closer to a closure. Of course, they're still putting the tailings away, but it'll be interesting to see what they come up with.
To the tail end of the tailings.
Yeah, that's right. Well, very good. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
During this holiday season, all of us at Performance Ford of Moab are thankful for many things like our local credit unions and banks, businesses and business owners, and especially all the folks who live in this beautiful area and the surrounding communities. We want to show our thankfulness to you by offering extra savings through the end of the year, starting with a 10% locals discount on service and up to $250 towards accessories when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. Come in and check it out at 1805 South Highway 191. We're thankful for you at Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Monday, November 6, 2023, 9:36 a.m. on this Monday morning.
That song you just heard, Private Eyes by Daryl Hall and John Oates, it's a number one song 42 years ago today, 1981. This song, along with The Police, are just two of the creepy songs of the early 1980s. The concept of stalking wasn't necessarily known as much when these came out, and all of a sudden, in retrospect, it's like, good heavens, that's kind of creepy. Also on today in history, on November 6, 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected the 16th president of the United States, right at the doorstep of the Civil War. On November 6, 1984, Ronald Reagan was reelected in a landslide. He won 49 of 50 states. Big win over Walter Mondale for his second term. And on this day in 1995, Art Modell, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, announced that he was moving the team to Baltimore. They became the Baltimore Ravens. Cleveland will never forgive the Modell family for moving that team out. And it was just a few years later, in 2002, there was a new franchise awarded to Cleveland. And the easiest decision they had to make as they're opening this new franchise is that they're going to call them the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a big day in sports. People just couldn't get over that this storied team, which was so closely identified to Cleveland, was going to leave Cleveland. Today is Color of the World Orange Day. There's this reflex sympathetic dystrophy, and it's supposed to bring awareness to that. But I just thought, hey, that's a good day this week. Celebrate the Monticello Buckaroos on the way to the state championship football game. I anticipate we'll probably have a blue and yellow day sometime this week, too.
Yeah, we'll have to.
Before the end of the week, the Broncos, man, they were yellow in their throwback yellow uniforms on Saturday. They were looking sharp.
Yeah, those are cool.
A vision from the 70s. But anyway, it's pretty cool. They were certainly hard to ignore on Saturday, that's for sure. It's also Play Basketball Day, a big day. They want you to play basketball everywhere but San Juan County, Monticello and Blanding. We're going to play football for another week.
Yeah.
And if that's not enough, it's also National Nacho Day. So red letter day around here. Nacho Monday. They should move that to Tuesdays. Eagles legend Glenn Frey was born today in 1948. Great musician. Died in 2016 at the age of 67. He died of rheumatoid arthritis. That was a sad day. Actress Emma Stone. How old is Emma Stone, David? What's your guess?
36.
35 years old today. Journalist Maria Shriver is 68 years old today. And football player Pat Tillman was born today in 1976. He'd be 47. After 9/11, he left the NFL. He played for the Cardinals and joined the military. Was killed in Afghanistan in 2004. By friendly fire. That's true. Actress Sally Fields is 77 years old today. She started as Gidget. Then she was the Flying Nun. She's had a very successful career. She's won 2 Academy Awards. And we like her. We really like Sally Fields. Birthdays today, November 6th birthdays for Laurie Randall, Alexa Laws, Olivia Ward, and the late Merrily Bailey. And we just had weekend birthdays for Jesse Pettit, Gus Stocks, Kent Rowley, and Mike Hugentobler. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com. Got a few other things to discuss. Veterans Day is coming up on Saturday, and as we have several times, we want to have a shout-out. If any local businesses are having events or discounts or something for veterans, let us know, and we'll announce them here on the morning show and get the word out. November 11th is a day that we honor veterans, and we want to be a small part of that here at Red Rock 92. Funeral notices. We didn't get that in the last segment. Boy, I tell you what, it's a longevity announcement today. Graveside services for longtime Dolores area resident Alvin Dell Satley will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, that's tomorrow, at Summit Ridge Cemetery. He was 98 years old when he passed away. A celebration of life for V.T. Boyd will be held at the Elks Lodge in Cortez on November 8th at 4 p.m., so that's Wednesday at 4 p.m. He was 94 years old when he passed away. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away in September at the age of 94. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday on Wednesday at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. And Donis Alice Wright, age 90, of Cortez, passed away on September 11th. There'll be a celebration of life for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. And for more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. One more. We've got a weekend birthday that we missed over the weekend. Curtis Hunt turned 84. So happy birthday, Curtis.
Very nice.
Yeah. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll send you over to the on-air job fair and be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card, $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tomon role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries two nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Get thanks grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store. San Juan Building Supply has offered a full range of building supplies to San Juan County for more than 32 years. From the start of your project to the finish, San Juan Building Supply has high-quality products for all your needs. And they can deliver. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blandine, call 678-2000, or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, a proud sponsor of our local teams.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. The San Juan football team shut out Summit Academy 51-0 in the 2A Utah State semifinals on Saturday, advancing to the championship game for the third straight season. They'll be looking for their third state title in a row this Saturday against South Summit. The Monticello Buckaroos also advanced to the state championship game in the eight-man classification with a 43-8 win over Altamont in the semifinals on Friday. They'll take on Rich Saturday morning at 10 at Southern Utah University. You'll hear both of those games live right here on Red Rock 92, starting with the Buckaroos. In the Colorado eight-man football state tournament, Mancos cruised past Fowler 52-0 in the first round Friday, and Dove Creek beat Vale Christian 54-34 on Saturday. Both teams advance to the quarterfinals this weekend. Mancos will host Sedgwick County, and Dove Creek travels to take on Lions. In Colorado volleyball action over the weekend, Mancos won the 2A Region 5 tournament with four set wins over Olathe and Sargent. Dove Creek won the 1A Region 8 tourney with a straight sets win over DeBeck. Both teams advanced to their state tournaments beginning Thursday at the Denver Coliseum. The Lady Bulldogs face Haxton in the first round. The Lady Blue Jays earned a first round bye, and they'll take on either Plateau Valley or St. Mary's in the second round. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Monday, November 6, 2023, 9:52 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. And Bill mentioned, we are excited about postseason football here. And like you said, we'll be following our two local teams onto the state championship. Those games to be broadcast on Red Rock 92. And should be a great weekend of football. Speaking of a weekend of football, let's take a look now at our regional teams in action. The Denver Broncos had a bye, but the Arizona Cardinals were in Cleveland. They got blanked by the Browns. 27-0 was the victory for the Cleveland Browns. But we do have NBA action. Let's take a look at our NBA teams over the weekend. Starting with, let's go with Denver on Friday. They got a win over the Dallas Mavericks, 125-114. And then they got a win Saturday over Chicago. They're in action tonight, taking on New Orleans, tipping off at 7. Meanwhile, other regional teams in action, including the Utah Jazz. They lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves on Saturday over the weekend. Tonight they're in Chicago, taking on the Bulls. And finally, we've got, of course, the Phoenix Suns, a team with a lot of expectations this season. They lost to the Philadelphia 76ers on Saturday, but beat the Detroit Pistons on Sunday. They're off this evening. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Monday.